From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is praising the Afghan people for heading to the polls in yesterday's presidential election, despite threats of violence by the Taliban.
This election was run by the Afghan people. In fact, it was the first democratic election run by Afghans in over three decades.
Speaking at the White House today, Mr. Obama called the election an important step forward. Results are not expected until next week, but the two top contenders are each declaring themselves in the lead. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kandahar.
The claims by incumbent President Hamid Karzai and his main rival, Abdullah Abdullah, stoked tensions across this country as allegations of election fraud grew. In Kandahar, which is Karzai's home province, there were reports of filled ballot boxes even before the polls opened in five districts and two city polling centers. Turnout in the south was also in dispute. Election and government officials in Kandahar City, for example, claimed that 50% of registered voters showed up, despite day-long rocket fire that kept most residents indoors. Meanwhile, monitors for the nonprofit International Republican Institute found the vote across Afghanistan was at a, quote, lower standard than previous polls. But the group also declared the process so far as being credible. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kandahar.
Andy Brock, senior officials and lawmakers are calling for a review of the security forces following this week's deadly truck bombings against key government ministries. The attacks killed nearly 100 people. Lawmakers met in emergency session today amid growing anger over security breaches. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the nation's economic recession appears to be leveling out. And during a speech he gave in Wyoming today, Bernanke said the chances for growth in the short term look good. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
After the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, Bernanke's assessment was upbeat. The nation and the world are well beyond the panic mode. But Bernanke added, quote, difficult challenges still lie ahead. One, how to prevent this from happening again. Bernanke said the country still has to fix structural weaknesses, particularly in financial regulation. Nearly a year has passed since the financial world went into a tailspin, but Congress has yet to address some of the problems that sparked the crisis. Bernanke, who's up for a second term as Fed chairman, also took some credit for ensuring the system didn't collapse. A student of the Great Depression, Bernanke said the government took quick, drastic action to make sure the damage to the economy wasn't greater. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
Bernanke's comments and better-than-expected data showing sales of existing homes rose strongly in July helped boost Wall Street today. The Dow was up 155 points, closing at 9,505. The NASDAQ gained 31, and the S&P rose 18. This is NPR News. President Obama says the homecoming Libyans gave Lockerbie bomber Abdelbaset al-Megrahi was highly objectionable. And British Foreign Minister David Miliband says the way the Libyan government behaves in the next few days will help determine whether Libya is accepted back into the international fold. The British government is distancing itself from Megrahi's release, saying it was the Scottish government's decision. Megrahi is the only man convicted in the bombing. His release has outraged many relatives of the 270 people who died. They are said to be planning to protest Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's speech at the United Nations next month. The Muslim population in the U.S. is joining the rest of the world's Muslims in observing the holy month of Ramadan. But as NPR's Jamie Terabay reports, the observance could clash with some school activities.
For many young Muslims, the holy month of Ramadan also coincides with the return to school. It can be an especially tempting experience for those Muslim students who don't attend Islamic schools, where everyone fasts together. In a public school, everyone else still has recess, so some Muslim students try to steer clear of the cafeteria and go to the library during lunch breaks instead. In some school districts, Muslim families are pushing to have the last day of Ramadan, known as Eid al-Fitr, to be made a school holiday. While there's nothing official yet, students ask to be excused for the day rather than come to school. Children as young as 8 can fast if they choose to, but younger children are exempt, along with the sick and elderly and pregnant women. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
Oil prices jumped to a 10-month high today. They rose 98 cents. I'm Giles Snyder, and you're listening to NPR News.